Hi, I'm Michelle, and I was in charge of coming up with questions from the part from pages 1 to what?
65.
Of Fahrenheit 451.
Hi, I'm Natalie, and I took on Word Wizard and Context Connoisseur.
Hi, my name is Miriam, and I'm in charge of summarizing, and I am a literate device leader.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm the minute maker.
Today we'll be discussing pages 1 through 65 from the book Fahrenheit 451. The first question is, why does Guy Montag not show any care towards his wife who overdosed? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay, well, I think he's never felt love. Natalie, why are you quaking?
Because that was my answer.
Okay, well, we can talk about it more in depth.
Yeah,
but I feel that he's never felt love, you know? And he didn't really care about his wife because, yeah.
I said something similar to that. I said that in order to care for someone, you don't have to be in love with them, but you have to have some sort of feeling. And it's not that he didn't show any love or any affection towards his wife. It was just kind of hard for him to express it because he doesn't know what the feeling is.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think, I don't know, maybe he was surprised or maybe he wasn't expecting it, but also maybe the shock afterwards that even though she woke up, she didn't realize what she had done. And maybe this is something she's been repressing for a long time, and maybe he feels like, I don't know, like he knows things are right, but they won't fix it, and he won't accept the fact that they're not in love.
Yeah, I agree. Or maybe, yeah, like the shock of the whole OD, like if you come home and see,
yeah,
like your wife,
it's kind of hard to handle.
Yeah, or maybe like in their world he imagined it and never happened, or it can be hard to kind of hold on to the idea that it actually happened, you know?
Yeah.
And going back to page 19, where they're talking about the dandelion, why do you think Montag, like, when he did it, why do you think he, how do I put it?
Was he surprised or not, was not accepting it?
Or, no, you know how, if it rubs off, it means I'm in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went like, oh, you're not in love. But he went, he fired back with, I am, but he might not be.
He's being too defensive.
Why do you think that might be?
I don't know, he doesn't want to accept it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to accept the fact that maybe he hasn't truly found what love is. And, I mean, from personal experience, you don't realize, like, when you're in love, it just kind of happens. It's not something that you can control, and it's not something you have control over. And I think that maybe it was his way of him not wanting to be alone and not wanting to show that he is, like...
So you guys don't think he's in love?
I don't think he's in love. Well, maybe he has, like, some sort of, like, feeling towards his wife, but, like...
But not a romantic.
Yeah, I feel like love is such a strong word. Yeah,
maybe,
like, I think he might feel a bit empty.
Maybe yeah. At the beginning they thought it was right, but as time went on, they figured out that they weren't for
okay,
each other.
Because marriage, like a lot of people get married and they don't feel like they only do it to,
cause not
to
be
like
alone.
The normal way to do everything, you know. And yeah, the normal thing, to not be alone and everything. Mm-hmm. So he might have felt that way, like with the world that they're living in. I wouldn't want to be alone either.
Yeah.
Maybe he was pressured.
Yeah, maybe he was pressured.
Oh. Oh, we should talk about number 3.
Clarice?
Yeah. What is her role in the book?
Well, going back to what I said yesterday, I feel like she might not even be a real person. Like, yeah, she is a character in the book, but it's like, it might be a symbol of, I don't know, it might be a symbol of something that Montag is missing in his life. It's something that, like, something that he truly wishes was part of his life, like, maybe a child, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
do you guys think that like a child, like in Montag's life, like for him would like repair his marriage or whatever.
Maybe he's lacking that someone loves him. Maybe not that he doesn't love it back, but he wants to receive that love, and he's missing that from his wife, so he thinks that maybe by having a kid, at least the kid will love him, and then eventually the wife will.
Or I think he might need a kid to kind of have hope in something.
Well, I've seen a lot of marriages that, like, they have kids in order to, like, repair and, like, restore things, but it's honestly... It, like, yeah, a kid brings you together, but it's not going to automatically fix every single problem that you guys have between the marriage. But, I mean, I don't know. That's just what I think.
I think she might be, like, a daughter to him. Going back to... Wait, I don't know where the page... Let me find it.
I mean, she had, like, a really big, like, first impression on him. Like, he literally could not stop thinking about her face. So...
I don't know. That was a little weird, to be honest, but...
But, like, when you look at your, like, maybe y'all don't know because you don't have a kid, but, like, have you ever had your mom look at you, like, in a loving way? That doesn't mean that they're looking at you romantically. They're kind of awing the fact that you're in front of them, that you're their kid, so it could...
It's, like, it's just odd that she's such a stranger, and then all of a sudden he's super attached.
Maybe they're soulmates, because, like, he did say that. Yeah, maybe they are soulmates. Not like in a romantic way, but like...
Like he imprinted on her, like in Twilight.
Oh my God. Cut that out. Don't watch Twilight. Okay, but yeah, going back to here, like, he told her, "You make me feel very old and very much like a father." What page is that? 26. The top of the page. Oh,
okay.
But yeah, okay. And then they further talked about why he never had children. And going back to the wife thing, they never really thought of him.
Because they weren't in love, but...
Just kidding. You don't have to have a kid to be in love, fiddle.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, from what you've read far along in the book, what has gathered your attention? Like, one event?
Okay, well, for me, I don't know if it was, like, one specific event, but I feel like that, like, Montag knows that there's something missing in his life. Like his life, he's like, there's just something missing and it's not fulfilled, and by burning books, he might feel like a temporary satisfaction, but he knows, like, deep inside that it's not okay, and he knows that it's, like, yeah, like, it's a wrong thing, and like, maybe once, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
I think when he was trying to burn the woman's house, and then the book fell, and then he read something, yeah, the line he read, I thought that was pretty interesting, and maybe that really sparked a different...
Wait, I'm trying to find it. I annotated it. Yeah, but that page got me shook too. Like, where they were, like, kind of... How do I put it?
It was...
They were like, oh, should we burn it or not? And then the guy went like, well, we have to. It's the law. And I think Montag felt...
Are they all brainwashed?
Brainwashed? Why do you think that, Natalie? Talk about more.
Because, okay, have you ever watched The Fifth Wave?
Oh,
no. Do you know how, like, they inject the little, like, trackers on the back of... Well, they inject trackers the back on their neck, and, like, it basically controls, like, all their emotions and, like, everything that, like, yeah, all their emotions, and I feel like maybe the government's doing that to them.
To the firefighters?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, because they're the ones extinguishing, they're the ones doing all the work.
And then the other people, out of fear, they don't hold, like, a book in their home.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe the government, well, obviously the government has a lot to do with censorship, but maybe in some way they're, like, really, like, they really are controlling them.
It's just, like, so far in the book, it's been really hard for me to imagine what it's like, their actual life.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're just, they go to work and they go home.
Yeah, it doesn't really talk about, like, their everyday life.
And also, like, the wife, his wife, she reads off the script, like, what is she, an actor?
Yeah.
Like, how is she reading off a script? I thought
reading was,
like, reading was a weird thing.
Yeah, when I read that, I was really...
Yeah, it's, like, reading?
Yeah, is reading illegal or is it just having books illegal? Wait, but how are you going to know how to read if you don't have a book?
Okay, if you're reading off of a paper, you're reading what you have to tell people. If you're reading a book, you're gaining information from it. So, like, if we were to have a note card, it wouldn't... I don't know.
Okay, but how would they know how to read in the first place if they don't have books to practice from?
Dude... Yeah.
Okay, cut this out then.
Yeah, okay, we'll cut
this out. Guys, am I supposed to, like, answer all the questions? Or...
Just take notes on what we're saying. Note,
yeah. Go, like, where? Like,
underneath each question. Yeah, you're doing it right.
No, but, like, then you guys are talking about, like, other things. That doesn't correlate to the question.
Well, you don't have to put that in. I think you'll read everything. You'll,
Okay, so I just put in what the question is.
Yeah.
Nothing extra.
If you want to, it won't matter. Or you can, like, yeah, I think you should write what will relate to the question.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Mary was saying...
Can you check that out?
Yeah. Oh, how like, dry their lives are. Oh, the script. No, I'm sorry. We were talking about the wife in the script.
Wife in the script. I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird little piece.
Okay.
Or maybe it's, like, just... all like not history books, but all books that I don't know, they made new things but only approved by them.
True, kind of like what happened in Germany, like they got rid of every Jewish book but everything that preached what they
didn't. This also happen in China? I feel like it did, like with the they burned the books with oh my god, I forgot his name. Yeah, during the
king.
Yeah, no, I remember this.
Wait, they didn't want their history, right?
Who do they have as a leader then?
Have we gotten that far?
We haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Him. Okay. We should talk more about Mildred and her role in the book. How do you think that will change?
I feel like,
do you think they'll have more of a connection toward the end, or it won't change at all?
I feel like when you go through traumatic experiences with someone and you go through a hard time with someone, it's easier to build a relationship with them, and since they don't really have like a lot of like significant interactions, it's kind of hard for them to become close.
I think you need an event to kind of shake your world a little bit to have you hold on to the people who actually matter.
Yeah.
And I think the OD might have been that for him, or might have not been, depending on him. Yeah.
Well, it also kind of depends on her reaction. Like, if she just pretended like it never happened, then he's going to take it as a sign that, like, she doesn't want to talk about it. And, like, yeah, it's a problem, but he's not going to force her to, like, discuss, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
It was just odd that he didn't want to talk about it either, like, because if someone overdosed in my life, I'd want to tell them immediately, like, hey, why did you overdose, or why did you do this to yourself? And it's just odd that she would say or hide that she wasn't, that she didn't do it, because she would have had motivations to do it, so.
Yeah, I agree with you. But indeed. Do you think she will remain important to him?
No.
Really?
No. I'm sorry, but I don't. Maybe at one point he's gonna. Well, I don't know. Like, it's too early in the book.
Huh? I think, I don't know.
I feel like
not
he's
concerned.
I think he might care
at all, because, like, when, like, after the overdose, like, he didn't even question her about it, or, like,
well, I feel like if he didn't care in general, he would have just left her there. Like, he wouldn't have taken...
Yeah.
No, he called.
I think he might care for her as a human being.
Yeah.
But, like, not in a relationship way. I don't know.
Well,
like,
she also has a voice.
Yeah,
well,
it's like...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you see someone, like, on the floor dying, obviously you're going to want to do something about it.
Even
but
if you don't know that.
Yeah.
The thing that I noticed was the difference
difference between when he was describing the his wife's face compared to the other girl, to Clarice. And he was like, oh, his wife, it was just filled with blood and she was rosy again. But with Clarice, he had like an entire paragraph about how beautiful she is. And like,
yeah,
he wasn't. Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, like, he didn't even care enough to talk about his wife as much and like her beauty or like being grateful that she's back to life.
Yeah.
Okay, and then going, how do you think time has changed throughout the book? Like, remember when we were talking about how back then, like in the book, people weren't violent toward each other, they weren't killing each other? And then in page, wait, which page?
27.
They were talking about how how children kill each other now and then. Do you think that'll continue to happen?
That somehow is connected to like what we're experiencing right now, because yeah, there was wars back then, yeah, there was a lot of violence back then. We really haven't seen a generation that has not been as close. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, the other day, it might be a little bit irrelevant, but it's relevant. The other day I was watching YouTube, and on my recommended page, a random video from like 1980 showed up, and they were like vlogging in 7-Eleven, I think, and they were really carefree. Like, they didn't worry about anything. They were only worried about like the type of flavor of like whatever they're gonna get was gonna be. And then now we're worried about like the wall, and we're worried about like what will happen and everything. And our country's kind of,
I don't know, there's just like, I feel like we've grown up with a lot of stereotypes and a lot of pressures from society. It's pushing us to do things that we might not want to do. So I feel like maybe that's why our country's so violent right now.
And how about for them? Do you think the utopia will continue? I mean, not utopia. Do you think it'll turn into a utopia in the future? Or it'll remain violent and crappy?
Unless someone breaks it, I think Montag is going to be someone significant in this. I don't know.
Why is the main character?
What?
We could cut this out. Right?
Wait, no.
No, it could be a comic. Like, we're talking.
Okay.
We're gonna be, like, a
podcast. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, he's the main character, but, like, I don't know. I haven't read the entire book, so.
Like, Montag will, like, date bigger things or what?
Yeah. He's gonna break the site, or he's gonna be the firefighter that like,
yeah,
ruined it all. You know?
Dang.
That changed everything.
Yeah.
Kind of like Abraham Lincoln and that, like the anti-slavery thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a long story.
That's true. Are we done?
Yeah, I feel like our podcast might be a little too long.
But okay, guys,
thank you so
we
much for listening.
Like and subscribe.
Come back for more.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to burn with you today.